sports update thanks to Kennards Hire. They make a job easy. Talk to someone who has taken the Ken Oath today. Jimmy, you mentioned you're going to the races tomorrow, potentially.
King's Trust.
If you can get out of taking the kids to the BBL.
BBL and the NBL and everything.
You'll be pleased to know that the Kings aren't playing until Sunday at 3 p.m. at Kudos Bank Arena, so you can do both.
Have they got... I looked at their schedule the other day. This is how organised I think I'm getting, and that is they've got Sunday home games coming up for the next 5 weeks in a row.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's great. The Hawks are backing up on Sunday as well. They're the 1 p.m. slot up against the defending champion.
At
so anyone
Wynn?
In the... At where?
At Wynn?
That is at Wynn. Yep. Yes. So anyone... I mean, it's a basketball feast on Sunday for New South Wales.
Perfect. You working at those? No, that's right. You've got the weekend off, haven't you?
I am working Sunday.
Oh, are you? Yep. Oh, okay.
Another reason why I can't be on the Gold Coast for Magic Millions. I'm meant to be there today. Instead, I'm here with you.
Yearlings.
Instead, I'm here with you.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So hang on. So you've knocked back going to the Magic Millions. So you actually got an So you earlier put out a call to Craig Tiley of the Australian Open said, Craig, if you can get me a ticket, that'd be great. I'd love to go to the Aussie Open. But you've actually knocked back a ticket to the Magic Millions.
Yeah, would love to be up there. One of my girlfriends, or a few of my girlfriends, have got a stake in a horse called Ruby Kisses, who's running in the three-year-old Magic Minis, Magic Millions Guineas.
Yes.
Kind of scraped in earlier this week. We had been planning to go, but because of COVID,
had we
decided not to.
Right.
And now everyone is going up tomorrow, but I'll be watching on. But Ruby Kisses, 91 bucks favourite to win.
Oh, there we go.
long
That's exactly.
Long odds, but you never know.
If I put
the rest of the field might get COVID. Do horses get COVID?
No, horses don't get COVID.
No.
So,
she's a beautiful horse, though.
Of course she is. Can she run? Is she fast?
She's had a win.
She's had a win? Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
You know what? Any excuse to get a ticket up there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be good.
Great day.
So you're working today and then you're working on Sunday and as a result of that couldn't go to the Magic Millions on Saturday. It takes about 3 days to go for a day up there too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. FMJ of Terry Hills again. I'm saying no to mowing lawns as I've already done them. Wow. Organised. So that frees up my availability to watch Test cricket, BBL cricket, NFL playoffs, leading into tennis. It's all about clearing your chores.
What was the verdict on your house, by the way? Because you were obviously busy the other day doing the lawn. You got the cleaner in. You went to the supermarket.
Did the grocery shopping,
got rid of all the beers out of the fridge.
Yes.
Put the fruit and veg in instead.
Yes.
Brownie points for that?
Massive.
Good.
Massive.
Well done.
Yeah, it was really appreciated. So, yes, I was in the good books. That lasted about 46 minutes. Then I was in trouble again. See this thing on my forehead? Did you see this thing here? Have you seen it, right?
Yeah, okay.
Right. It's this thing in the middle of my forehead, and I think it's now a physical manifestation of the thumb that I'm all of a sudden put under after 6 weeks of not being put under that. Morning, Jimmy and Joe. Why would anyone go to the BBL? The competition is compromised and the best Australian players are not playing in it. Why risk Omicron when you can watch popcorn cricket at home or better, watch a product or show that takes itself seriously? Whoa, Andrew, massive swipe at the BBL. Is that fair? I don't think that's fair.
No.
Guys, I'd be surprised if SBW doesn't just walk out midway through the fight. Yes, I'm a Doggies fan and I don't. Remember we said, oh, no, because we had the text message beforehand saying, oh, surely the Doggies fans are here. Surely 13 years on, Bulldogs fans should be letting go of the SBW animosity. Macca from Maitland. Macca from Maitland, there's your answer from Nathan. Yes, I'm a Doggies fan and I don't forget. So he's still upset about in the middle of the night. SBW's come out and said, yeah, did the wrong thing. Shouldn't have done that. I apologise. But no, Doggies fans. They did go through some tough times there. Not as tough as the times they're going through at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to say.